Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fix, Yourgage, can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions.
Getting your mind right, fellas, because we're going to take you on a ride. We're trying to show you something. Real talk. This is Urban Experience like never before. We'll be getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. This is where they do that radio. We're picturing these local artists that are fitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You know what it is. Hey.
Ain't nothing new or seen it all before, but still I'm all like no tomorrow.
For sure.
That is over with, that's all she wrote. You know they say that time is money. I'm a hustler, don't get it. Regardless, I won't rob them. Then I do it for my kids, my family, so we even right. Get it, fuck starving, they gon' make me take it to the street like I'm going through hard times. My life is burning like a candle. In the Bible say that God will put you with that you can't handle. They say the word can hear me. I think the world fear me. My vision kind of blurred, but I can still see it clearly. Coach put me in the game. Fuck all this, it's clutch time. Squad up and spellbound. I'm hooked up. What's up now? Raising and facing myself, look, I'm staying humble. I don't care what you call me, because my money growing bosom. They knew when they saw me, they know you're thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me that I was hot in Texas. See, I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked off, because they know I'm not soft. Trusting to kick my rock off. I don't really care what you call me, as long as you don't call me rude. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me, your night is over with, they call you rude. Streets like Tower, Chicago. Ain't nothing new, I've seen it all before. But still, I fall like no tomorrow.
Like the common denominator, this ain't a sport. Wrong, cause I'm pushing the limits from what you saw before. Pounds like the Tebow when you see the bow eagle with his talons all around me, and I'm smiling at the people. See you balling by a car. Well, mine are all in that assets. So many back royalties I ain't cashed yet. Dollars in the euros turn euros in the shillings. Buy some land in the desert. You like, what the fuck he building? And they say it's all she wrote. But I'm reading her hypocrisy more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow in Achilles necessarily. You see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary. I exist. I am higher than your holy empire. I am sick. Iris 3730 and get to and I don't miss. I am doing it cause everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the circle like I ain't worried about the fucking money.
Now I'm gonna take a chance, but you call me. You can't even call me calm. You think you're going to ignore me. Never mean to beat the Christmas in my home. I'm cold like a cancer rattle. Now I never know where I'm gonna go. But I'm all in for children tomorrow. And it's over and it's off, she's a home.
Yo, real talk. Real talk. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. We got a show, like the old song says. You know what I'm saying? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Real talk. Got a very special guest that's going to be in the building. Got a lot of special guests that's going to be in the building tonight. So, real talk. Yo, definitely do what you got to do. Hit us up at 347-934-0318. You know what it is. Press 1 on the dial. Real talk. Yo, we're going to be talking about some stuff. If you listen long enough, you just might learn yourself. Real talk, you already know what it is. This is your host, yo, it's Jay Dawg. Shout out to Bean Weenie. Yo, you know what I'm saying? My girl V-Dub, real talk, the whole crew. We're going to definitely hold it down and do what we do. Yo, this is the Urban Experience. Before, where we definitely take you on a ride on the wild. So, ride with me. Yo, listen to this. Another hit from my man Legion the Legend. It's called Do Something.
World story, hip hop, the only place you run the game. You gon' need a second hand. Open up your mind, people. Take a second hand. Hey, you got the camera on, you showing off. Acting super foolish, everybody take a loss. Yeah, I love my city like I love the air. But I wouldn't hold my breath for anybody there. Yeah,
come on. Bring me back in.
Come on. Nowadays, everybody's picking sides. It ain't enough respect in the city. Everybody's got. I got vision, I can lead the blind with open eyes. Everybody got temper and it's gon' rise. Oh, yeah. Big town full of salt shakers. Yeah. I know more dead than my grandma and they call praises. Don't nobody give a damn in the law haters. Everybody going ham where it's all statement.
Come on. They're following each other too much.
Karma got them real bad. Off the weed game and a couple Gucci bags. Are we really bringing Rufus back? Yeah. The truth ain't hard to find. You didn't have to Google that. No more teachers. No more students. No more laws. Home and school. This drive us to the point where we all lose. Damn. Go hard till I pause. Everybody move me.
Yeah.
Legion, holla back. Holla back, Legion. I feel you. I'm watching my haters off in my rear view. I've been grinding all night, cause the bills do. Making real moves, and I'm doing what the real do. I used to whine, selling stress, leave me alone. But I'm good, cause it only made me strong. Still wouldn't change shit, I love going through the struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. Hustle, hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that poster mean. The niggas still getting jacked for an ounce of weed. Niggas still getting their doors kicked, no shit. Jobs still hard to find, it's back to letting cope. We get it, hang niggas doing tracks to make you dance silly. I do it for the struggle, for sales, for Kansas City. This how we rockin', but the topic not an option, I'm lying. Better do something, get rich and die trying. The
they'll be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it.
Be a leader, my nigga, don't try to follow us. It's a lot of nigga losing their pride, they'll swallow up. It's a lot of bandwagon trying to take side with us. Taking care of our kids like father got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the time way before now. So I'm already prepared for when it goes down. What goes around comes around, that's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is a must that make karma famous. Famous. See on the bed. And there you have it.
Real talk. Real talk. Yo, that's my man Legion the Legend. You know what I'm saying? My man CO the Vet. Real talk. The joint called Do Something. Yo, it's got my man A-Kids on the extended mix. Man, all I'm saying is, man, y'all better get your mind right. I'm going to get ready to bring my special guest on to Real Talk. Like I said, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. So you're definitely in the right place at the right time. So definitely get your mind right.
TheMiddle.com.
Yo, I got a very special treat for all my boxing fans out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a boxing fan as well. You know what I'm saying? In real talk, what we got lined up for you tonight is definitely one that you definitely want to get in where you fit in on. Yo, so you know what I'm saying? Definitely, yo, I see you trying to call in. I see you trying to get it right. Yo, who we got on the line tonight? Definitely a young man that needs no introduction, but we're going to definitely do it like the only way they do that radio can. Who we got in the building tonight is Tracy Bigfoot Frazier. Yes, the son of the late, great Joe Frazier. Real talk, Shreveport is his hometown. You know what I'm saying? Birthplace, Houston, Texas. You know, heavyweight division, 41 years old, 6'5". This is Joe Frazier's son. Real talk, let's see if we can definitely get him on the air right now to see what's up, what's happening, see what he's doing it at. Because this is where they do it at, radio. Real talk, let's see what's up, let's see what's happening. Caller, last four digits of your number is 5633. You're definitely in the building on WTBTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's good with you, man? Tell the world who we got locked in on WTBTA Radio tonight, man.
Stacy Bigfoot Frazier.
That's what's up, man. You see how he say that, man. He let you know he is not playing the radio with you, man. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, just trying to, you know, revive some things. You know, get some things back in order, you know.
Okay.
Get back on top
what's
of my
up?
Game.
There you go. Well, hey, man, we're going to definitely give you an opportunity to just do that, man. Real talk for all them back, for all of the boxing fans that's out there and all of us that were definitely fans of your father, Joe Frazier, man. What do you want to let the fans know in terms of just, you know, in terms of boxing, what's going on in the industry and just really, you know, what you're actually looking to do, you know, with having, you know, someone so great in the industry definitely paving the way for you? What are you actually looking to bring back into this great sport?
Unfortunately, you know, the boxing, the heavyweight division is actually wide open. There's no good heavyweights out there right now. And at 41, I plan on, you know, bringing a new era back to the game. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much in my head right now, man. You know, and you actually call me off guard.
Take your time. Take your time, brother. You know, I ain't gonna make you know. You know, I want to make it no more. How you want to say when you got so many things you want to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to alleviate some of the pressure from you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's definitely, yo, we're here to support you. We're here to definitely find out what's up, what's happening. This is what's up because, man, this is definitely a historical moment for all of our listeners that are on where they do that radio. Because you're talking to a lot of folks that are tied to the industry in so many different ways, but it's very rare that we get an opportunity to talk to an individual who represents the sport and really have
an
insight
in
terms of the direction of what's being going. And so that's what's up.
But there is something I want to say. I want to say this to all the heavyweight people out there who fight professionally. Give a brother a shot. Stop running. Stop hiding. Stop ducking. You understand? You know who I am. Stacy Bigfoot Frazier. Stop running. Stop ducking. Stop hiding. Give me a shot. You dig? And I need some sparring partners, you understand? Give me a call. Give us a call, okay. You dig, and let us know what's up with you so we can get this thing okay. back on track. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, all you heavyweight fighters out there, stop running, stop ducking, stop hiding. Give a brother a shot, you understand? Age don't mean nothing. I know you understand that, right?
Hey, I know I understand it, man. Real talk, man. They say age ain't nothing but a number. And you only is, you know, it's how you feel, man. You know what I'm saying? I know guys that are twice my age that go harder than I do. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
real
right.
talk, all I'm saying is it is what it is. So, you know,
right.
that's a man definitely out there letting everybody know what's up, what's happening, man. And I ain't going to play devil's advocate. What I am going to say is, man, why you think they ducking and dodging from you, man? Why you really, you know, because I, you know, I'm going to put my opinion out there after you definitely let everybody know what's up, what's happening. But
because deep inside, they know I'm an animal in the ring. I'm an animal. You understand? I'm an animal. And they don't want to face that right now. That's all. And I don't blame them.
True. Exactly, you know, I feel, you know, because what I was going to say is this, you know, real recognize really, you know what I'm saying, you know, they don't want to go and get embarrassed, so, you know, hey, they'll keep, you know, sliding paperwork and doing what they do and this, that, and the other, but at the same token, man, I think the boxing league needs this fight. They need to make a fight with an icon like yourself in your own right because it's just the accomplishments that you definitely put together. Matter of fact, if you can share with a lot of our younger boxing fans, you know, just some of like your most recent fights, tell us a little bit about the statistics, and definitely if they want to, you know, catch some of your fights and footage, where we can definitely go to definitely check that out.
Well, first of all, you know, I just fought three times back to back. I fought in August, September, and I fought in November. Unfortunately, I lost those three fights. I don't want all the fans to know I lost those three fights, but don't let that bother you, though. You understand? I lost three, but that's a given because, you know, I haven't fought in 5 years. These are my first three fights back in 5 years, but I'm not making no excuses. But I will lose no more. I want all you brothers and sisters to know that. I will lose no more. Promise.
There you go. That's what's up, man. It definitely sounds like a people's champion to me. It definitely sounds like someone that definitely can come into this thing and totally shake up this industry in the right way, man. Real talk. I got a lot of young men that are, you know, in terms of just, you know, maybe interested in definitely getting into boxing. What would be your word of encouragement to them?
Get in shape. Stay in shape. No cigarettes, no drinking. You have a female, but hey, that's not what's important if you want to fight. Fighting is all about your craft. You got to get into your craft. You got to dedicate yourself to your craft. You got to be serious about your craft. It took me a long time to get serious about my craft. You know what I'm saying? It took me almost 41 years to get serious. But if you get serious about your craft early on, you might be successful early on. You understand? But if you play games with it, you get in, you get out of it what you put in. Simple as that.
That's right. That's what's up. And, you know, one question that runs through all of our minds, man, being the son of an icon such as Joe Frazier, man, just give us a small insight into just what that was like, man. What it is to definitely, you know, be a man that definitely was embraced with all of this, you know, at an early age and seeing it all blossom from that standpoint.
To be honest, I never really thought about it like that. But, you know, because I'm trying to make a name for myself still at 41. You know what I mean? I can't ride on my pops now. I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring a new era to the game. You know what I'm saying? So I can't ride his name to the rainbow. I can't do that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I mean, he was a different person than I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a different person than he is, but he lives in me, you dig? And he brings the best out of me. So I just look forward to doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, consistently next year. Hope I can fight 24 times next year. I don't think that's never been done, but I would like to fight 24 times.
Definitely. I was just going to say, man, yo, you come in and you represent 24 times in 1 year, that will definitely be a first, because, man, I'm just telling you, you know, it's just good to hear that that a young man like yourself is definitely, you know, in this thing to definitely bring back to boxing what I feel is needed. You know what I'm saying? I've been a boxing fan for a while. You know, I look at a lot of the videos, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, when is someone that's going to totally breathe life back into the heavyweight division like it used to be?
Here I go.
And that, there you go. There you go.
Here I go, baby. Guaranteed. Yeah. Here I go. You don't like it, too bad.
Okay. That's what's up. Real talk, man. I tell you, Tracy, we appreciate you coming on the air, sharing with these fans.
For sure.
You know, and anyone that definitely is interested in joining your fan club, definitely give them some info on definitely what they need to do to definitely get at you and definitely jump on, you know, and definitely support you to the rise of the top of greatness.
Hit me on Facebook or hit me at StacyBigfootFrazier@yahoo.com. StacyBigfootFrazier@yahoo.com. Are we going to link up on Facebook? I'm there. So holla.
That's right. Holla at you, guy. Real talk. Y'all know what it is. Y'all get in the business. I told you, I got a star-studded audience today. I got a star-studded staff today. Real talk. Tonight, we definitely go. We're living and breathing an icon that's definitely going to change the game. That's what it's about. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about raising the bar, changing the game. This is the Urban Experience like never before. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We definitely appreciate it. If you can ride with us a little while longer, I know you're real busy, but if you can, that'll be great because I got some other guests that are going to be coming on and definitely really, you know, bringing to the audience this whole level of urban awareness, because what you just gave all of us is an outlook on life in terms of, you know, life gives you what you're willing to fight for. So you got to get in it and do what you got to do, man. Real talk, man, my guest. Man, Tracy Bigfoot, great Fraser.
Stacy.
Okay. Gotcha. My bad. You know,
STHCY.
Say that one more time.
I said STHCY, Stacy Bigfoot Fraser at yahoo.com.
There you go, Stacy.
Yes.
Bigfoot Fraser. Y'all know what it is. Y'all put it in. Y'all research my guy. Definitely get in. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, tell my man Daryl, I say, what's up? What's happening? This is Where They Do That at Radio. We're featuring these local artists and, yo, athletes that are definitely in the
thing. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Hey, this is what it's about, man. Hey, this is just the beginning right here. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. It is what it is.
And Merry Christmas to everyone.
All right, Merry Christmas. You know, we got about 22 million listeners on this thing, so, man, we're giving you love right back. Real talk. This is the Urban Experience like never before. This is what's up, what's happening, where we definitely take you on the ride on the wild side. Y'all already know what it is. I told you, man, y'all ain't ready for where we're going tonight, but y'all going to get there. Y'all going to get your mind right, like my man Stacy just said, man. He right here. We right here. Where They Do That Radio, we ain't going nowhere. So as long as y'all loving what's happening, if you loving what you see, you know what I'm saying? If you loving what you hear, I'm going to say it this way. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen nothing yet. Real talk, it is what it is. Next group up the bat, we got Caviar Wishes. You know what it is. Hit us up. We come back with more exclusive joints on WTDTA Radio.
The park in California, a brand new passport, out no stamps, nothing but sweat, inside my hand, a couple of dollars, I tend to make euros, a Luxedam, but I tend to the plural, a couple of posters, I tend to the mural, a city apartment, let's take it out rural, a couple of acres, with no real neighbors, I'm here in the present with a couple of capers, so if you with me, if you see that hustle in me, if the vision's crystal clear, put your eyes closed, go ahead, grab a glass, pour that sham, here's a toast, we gon' all hit on our crescendo, we the high note, high note. Thank you.
north of Bell Harbor, Tyson's Corner, international flight to Park from California. Think of Mickey and the Roofies got together on a Tuesday. Stopping, take 5K, rolling up a loose day. Sipping on a steel bar, slamming with these heel thoughts. Feet on the oak wood, living like a real boss. I got these visions, all this shit that I've been missing. Chasing this thing down and hold it in these mittens. Half the thrill is the chase, so you can say I'm smitten with it. Slightly obsessive, craving more progression, so I'm up in the session, sweating. I'm slightly stressed out, lightly treading water. I'm just trying to get my best out. I stick my chest out and deeply inhale, and I think about it briefly, then give them hell winds. Fulfill my force of nature. It's like a level 4. It's not the highest ever. I've got much more in storm. This is the warning, so I suggest you vacate or be a New Orleans and take a permanent vacay. Caviar wishes and diamond dreams, all that glitters, thoughts about Harbor, Tyson's Corner, international flight to Park in California. Caviar wishes and diamond dreams, all that glitters, all that gleams. Thoughts about Harbor, Tyson's Corner, international flight to Park in California.
My girl Chanel, Mr. Cheeks. You already know what it do over here. You know what I mean?
Pretty lady in the black dress gets me excited. Love's taking over and I can't hide it. I can't deny it. The love's getting stronger because that's the one I can't front no longer. From the first time I seen a kid, I knew I had to have her. Not the damage from nobody else bagger. Very sexy. You should be a model, no problem. You take the lead, I follow. Show me the way, point me in the right direction. You and this in the main reflection. There's nothing that I won't do for the love and the kiss and the hugging. Something I'm bugging, but I could care less about what they say. If I could, I would hang out with you all day. We both do a thing and we need when you need. Let me see you go and hate it when you leave. As it goes on, it gets better. All the world and its problems can't wait for me together. Keeps me out of trouble. Stay till I'm in her. Gives me good love and it's me. This is me. And if she's a star, got her own spotlight. Miss Brooks. Down the street, sounds sweet when she talks. Anything she wants, I'ma go out and get it. I'm head over heels for her first to a minute. We need her at the work or the drinks and some wings. Plus, I got the hook up in BB Kings. Berlin, the hardball, blowing up the moonlight. Moving real hard, I'm like, I'm gonna send you some rest. Can't get enough of that face. And the taste from the cherry that's flowing while I'm holding your waist. And just in case I don't make it on the night, I'll be back in the morning. Already know, trips out of town and we don't even plan it. I bless her with a gift, yeah, I'm kind of romantic. She comes with me to the lab, cheers at my shows. Behind closed doors, she looks on my clothes. Sends the money, but more than I want. But the top little honey, right spot. Come on.
Every time we
show. My man Penny Shaw, day by day, ride with my guy.
Playing the MSG, I'm doing it Spike Lee. They thought I ain't belong here, thought I wasn't all there. Like passing by quick, like it wasn't dog yet. Never knew the meaning of everything they told me. Stupid, they chasing after greatness like Kobe. My life wasn't worthy, but I caught up to so down on it. Until that fat bitch starts singing, I'ma keep on winning, mama. I'ma bring the title back like a tsunami. Meaning if it's your day job, get a new hobby. I ain't losing, that ain't even in my forte. And now cash trying to last like Andre. I kept my love below only so it don't stray. So I'ma dig it out some way before I go gray. Day by day, open it while I stay. I just wanna get paid, I'ma come all the way. I just wanna fly away, I'ma come all the way. All on my phone line, I tell them I'ma pay it later, man, they know I'm lying. Getting rich like 50 said, you know I'm trying. Couldn't see it coming, must be going blind. Just a slum dog, wanna be a millionaire. Yeah, it's like I'm young Jamal, for my city here. I used to not give a shit, I ain't really care. Now the sky's the limit, and I'm chilling there. I'm 24/7, I ain't never sleeping. Only take a nap once every other weekend. So hungry for the money, I can take the fortune. Put it on the plate, give me the big portion. I seem to be more obsessed when I'm broke as hell. That's every day for me, so dog, I know it well. And money talks, I don't know the language poor people. But I be down with the devil if it's the good of evil. Yeah, day by day, over here while I stay. I just wanna get paid, I'm not gonna come all the way.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que se ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
A gift that can truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they're going after Sheriff Arpaio in Arizona. And you can say what you want about the guy, but he's not violating federal law, arresting illegal aliens. But see, the feds won't enforce federal law. The illegals come here and get free education, free health care, everything, and that's not enough because the globalists want to drive down Americans' wages. Mexico is a failed narco-terrorist state. Our own government's been caught shipping guns in and drugs out. And, oh, but that's not violating federal law because the attorney general's the one giving the orders and why he's above the law. And I guess Corzine's a former governor, so he can take your private bank accounts and get caught lying about it. This is the world we live in, where they admit they're getting ready to pass laws to shut down the internet selectively and ban any website or any speech. They have algorithms where they can put programs in to ban my voice worldwide from the internet. Similar to programs they have like Shazam. Or is it Kazaa? Forget, you know, where you can hold your iPhone up and they've got the app for years and it can hear any music and then tell you what it is. It's similar programs to that that are already on the internet. And I talked about that for the last hour, how Endgame, an international distributor of it, ran its audio through their systems, and now you try to upload 30 seconds of it to the web, and I had to call them, and they're moving to correct it because the whole catalog of what they distribute, they're now claiming copyright on, even though they don't have the copyright, and blocking it. And I called them again on Monday, or was it Tuesday, and we're fixing that. And that's what the hoops I had to jump through just to get it distributed in some stores was that now, even though my contract with the distributor says I can put this on the internet and give it away for free, they can just sell DVDs of it, and they can sell downloads of it. It doesn't matter. This is a perfect example of this. The computer itself, when it goes up on YouTube, is scanning the audio, not music, the audio of my voice and saying, you can't have that. That's just a little example of how they can censor and control things. And the 80 inventors of the internet, again, are all over the news in a public letter saying this is the end of the internet as we know it, and that the United States will be seen as a pusher of authoritarianism worldwide, which it is, because America has been hijacked. And I know I repeat that over and over again, but it's very, very simple. This isn't our government. In fact, later in the next hour, if I have time, I'll play it, you know, that scene in Network where Howard Beale gets called in by the head of the big umbrella combine, the big mega corporation. And he says, you think there's countries, Mr. Beale? There are no nations. There are only mega corporations and the fiat currency we issue. And that's how they see it. And so we don't have rights. We don't have liberties. You get the documents from a North American Union or an EU meeting. It's Fortune 100 there and the mega banks, the G20, telling the countries what to do. So we're already in this global corporate government, and we're seeing what they do. Steal pension funds, debase currencies, deploy militaries against the people from Australia to Canada to the U.S., the military on the streets.
You know what? You're like the hardest thing I've ever seen. And I'm from the gutter, so but I've seen some hard things. You come from where the black power rolls. I wanted to cut you down and take you home. Call me at the road. I can see you in the 1976 Camaro. Me and you sipping whiskey, you can drunker than Jack Sparrow. And Black Sabbath, how you get mellow? Huh. Well, put your feet on my Harley Davidson pedals and rock and roll, girl. Not your diamond cut through a pearl. I'm a Fleetwood Cadillac. You gotta know some of the words the Fleetwood Mac. My rubies turn you on. Pull the seats back. Fuck it, I role play. Do a sweet when it takes a match. Switch off is like a switchblade. You walk into a room and it's like these other bitches get hit with a grenade. That said, let me pull the spandex pants off you with my teeth like I needed a fat head. I'm rock and roll, with new clothes, a salary. calories. You better run across the country like Mickey and Mallory. Be the natural born killer that you are. We'll hang up the window with a pistol and I'll drive the car. We'll rob the Dollar General for nothing but snack food. Shoot anything that moves. Dogs and cats too.
Look at my right.
We can act the hardest movie scene. Bloody shirt.
Yeah, we're coming back.
We don't want
to
this
song.
Rock and roll.
That's Yellow Wolf, the hardest love song in the world. Real talk, this is what they do to that radio, man. If you listen long enough, they just might learn, huh? Shout out to the world. Real talk. Yeah. This next joint is from Yo, the late great Henry D, feature of my man, Anthony Hamilton. It's called I Can't. Yo, rest in peace, Henry D.
Check me out, man. I swear to God, I feel the same way. And I like to see you now and then, each and every day. No matter how you slice it, I ain't opposed to white it. I like it, cause you make me feel like you were right with this things that I do. Like when the pass through with the powder blue convertible from the school to smile so big, make me feel like a kid. When we reminisce about the things that we did, figure ain't structure, can't wait to touch you. I love you, can't get enough of you. So what you want me to do, huh? Tell me now what you want me to do, huh? Show me how. Come on. How many times you've been through it? How many times your eyes woke up with fluid? How many times you said I ain't do it? And you still trip through it. You know what damn well that I did it. But you chose to forget it and live with it. Where'd you find that at? Someone know who's down like that. Never come back like that. Nobody but you, I be a fool of the fool with somebody but you. How you been handling it? Take time, untangle it. The whole drama you vanish with. You ain't allowed to tangle it. The deep of you in my mind. Yesterday, I thought tomorrow I'd make it.
Say what I'm doing, 'cause my heart is, and I
So the first piece that I did, I wrote about New York City, and I was out there last summer, and what really came to me, I was on the subway, and there were four older men singing for money to eat, and it just tripped me out. They were so talented, such wonderful singers. It just got to me thinking about all the boy bands that are out right now and how influential black music has been, and yet there's all these homeless brothers that are like in their 60s and 70s, like starving, singing on the subway. So anyway, that got me going, and I just started writing. I just got back from New York, and I wanted to tell y'all about how dirty the streets are there. And I just started flowing about New York. It's actually a love piece for New York. You know, like some people have heard it and thought that I was trying to like diss the East Coast or something, but it's so far away from that because I love New York. I really feel it's where my mom is from. It's like my maternal roots are there. And it was just kind of my way of describing what New York is to me, what it's like. It's a harsh city, but I love it.
My love is a home, and when my final home is a home, and when I know I will not be alone.
So I just got back from New York, and I wanted to tell y'all about how dirty the streets are there. I had forgotten how in Manhattan the sun has to peek through skyscrapers and curtains of small papers to shine down on little Maggie and Ben being walked across the street by their Dominican Maddie, who was about to be doing like 25 other things and tending to two little rich white kids with last names like Haywood and Grant and Duke and Rockefeller, who wasn't in a name like Colorado and New York Queens is a synonym for slum and Harlem for ghetto and Wall Street for money. Money runs the city. Numbers sit on thrones, overlooking Puerto Rican poppies trying to raise their families, digging ditches to repair 50-year-old bank buildings where credit equals credentials, which are hard to accumulate when you drive a cab to save up money to send for your wife and two children back in India, where cows are sacred, like people drive around them with care, where in New York, care is not a word, and middle-eastern people talk funny, and smell scents are prevalent in New York, where tunnels underwater are tainted with 20-year-old gum stains, and quarters and alleys reek of urine stain, and homeless women harass you as you purchase your token or your metro pass. I passed about four members of every cultural group in existence on my way from 12 East 22nd Street and Broadway to 201 East 21st Street and 3rd Avenue, where my granny's lived for 30 years at Quaker Ranch by the Wayne Reed, which was originally built on the corner of Wayne Street and Reed Street, where there used to be the corner drugstore owned by Solo, but what's in the name? Like, funny how Ellis Island means so much to so many, like the Civil Rights Movement or the Constitution, which really doesn't apply to this poem, because this poem is about New York, where rights are wrong and left is straight and backwards and sideways, and cops murder African students for sport, like 41 shots in Amadou Diallo, which sounds similar to Diablo, who was resurrected on the regular in New York, where crackheads head city council meetings in the Bronx behind Flatbushes in Brooklyn, where Malcolm X has his own street and Jackie Robinson has his own park, but what's in a name? Like, funny how my grandparents arrived here from Poland, names like Kluck and Kluckowski and Kabanowicz, and ended up with names like Green and Stein and Molten and Silverberg, because they're easy to pronounce and easy to identify. And funny how my grandparents were born in South Carolina with names like Mars and Kinte and Mandela, and ended up with names like Johnson and Brown and Williams and Jackson, but what's in the name? I mean, in New York, there are Lucy's and Lupe's and Rakeisha's and Caprice's and Chen's and Jen's and Dorothy's and Milton's, and none of them stop to say hello on their way to the market. Meat stinks like skin rabbits dangling restaurant with a brunch in Chinatown, and yesterday saw a soul forward dollar to the beggar who begged for a living, which is hard to come by in New York, where 60-year-old black men named Joe and Hank and Charles and George sing four-part harmony through subways, holding out a hat, jingling priceless talent, voices, thick voices, which wrote the blues and invented jazz and worked rock and roll and created hip-hop. Voices belted from empty bellies and cold fingers snapping to a beat born in Zimbabwe. As I get off the subway at 116th and Broadway, just in time to hear the blonde woman exclaim, "That Justin Timberlake sure can sing." Back on the street, the newest kids rocked sidesteps and Beach Boys were in sync. Stolen songs, molesting melodies, hustling harmonies, lynching lyrics, Otis Redding wrote over twice. to the New York, and Bill Schwartz owns Trump, owns Chrysler, owns Clyde Davis, owns Get Met and Pay, but not you if your name is Juan or Jorge or Tamisha or Juanita, but what's in a name like the web of York, New York, the Big Apple, Boston, city which never sleeps but always dreams, where every waitress has a sad song and every bum has a story, New York, where stars are dim and moons don't exist and the night towers after day, New York, where no one knows your name and everyone's the same because we all live in New York minutes like moments of time are cut in half, shoved aside, trampled after shows and stepped outside in the cold or sweltering heat depending on the time of year like winter, spring, summer, fall, I fell in New York's lap and didn't say excuse me because no one apologizes in New York or properly introduces themselves like, hi, nice to meet y'all, my name is June, but what's your name?
Okay, I know the women.
And they collect their voices could probably raise the roof off this joint. So on the count of three, can I get all the females in the room to make it?
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat. Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Yo, real talk. Deep talk. You know what I'm saying? My girl, what's in her name? Makes you think. You know what I'm saying? Makes you think. What is in her name? Real talk. I bring one of my special guests on. You know what I'm saying? He's a guy I've been politicking with for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Me and his brother go way back. Like crazy, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Let's try to see if I can bring it down right quick. Because I want to bring up a very interesting point. And I've been really plugging this brother to really kind of give us the business, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just see if I can get him on right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where we're doing it. Because we need to know what's up, what's happening. Yo, call last week, you put your number 6431. 6431. You can hear me live from the TV. You can hear me now.
I'm trying to
win
my turn.
Caller 6431. You can get my question live on the TV. You can hear me. But I don't think I can hear you. I'll try to get it back. Real talk, this is where they do to that radio, but I'm going to move it on down. Real talk, yo, you just heard from my man, Stacy Bigfoot Frazier. We had him on. Yes, the son of the late, great Joe Frazier. Real talk, definitely coming in this thing. He said, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he's going to shake up the world. Real talk, we need that. We need more people just to shaking up the world, waking up the world, telling everybody what's up, what's happening. I'm going to go to my next guest on the line. Hoping I can get my other brother from another mother back on here so we can see what's up, see what's happening on WTVTA Radio. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 1981. You're definitely in the building on WTVTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Peace, this is Minister Yazoo. How you doing, brother?
Man,
how you doing,
man,
Sam, out there?
Man, we doing good, man. Hurst, you know, my man, Stacy, man. Yo, he came and definitely let us know what's up, what's happening. Real talk, shouts out to the whole fam, the whole crew. Definitely doing what they do, man. Real talk. A lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff going on, and, you know.
I like the lightweight and the middleweight, but for some reason, ain't nothing like the heavyweights and whatever happened to them.
I know, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we definitely support my man, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Frazier, but definitely, you know, coming in the ring and definitely doing this thing, man. Because, yo, the heavyweight division needs that, man. They need that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, we definitely got to revive, revive the sport in a major way, man. So that's what it's about. But, man, have you been paying attention to what's been going on just, you know, from a global standpoint? Because I'm going to say this. From a lot of sources that are out there on where they do that radio, I've been getting a lot of great intel. Doing a lot of things in my downtime in terms of before we go live on the air. And I began to start to question, you know, a lot of things in terms of what I was told and shown. And matter of fact, I'm going to go here, but before I go too deep, this is what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. I have not had a chance to actually post the United Nations document that I read to you verbatim, but it will be on the site. I just need a little more time to do some critiquing. Man, my man, Alex Jones, who was on earlier, man, he's been on a rampage in mainstream media, really letting everybody know really what's getting ready to, you know, to pop off and jump off, which also we want to touch on as well. in the midst of just recent events, I discovered, just through, like I say, with some great intel from a lot of guys that definitely are awake now, to the fact of, we're in a time right now where information, even though it's very plentiful, we have to take advantage of it, and we have to understand and know what it all means. And I actually stumbled across a very interesting, a very interesting article that talked about the law of Estonia. And what's interesting, most interesting about this is an entire layout plan of the transitioning from a corporate or a governmental system into an information age. Talked about it in such a way that that actually brings us to a point where we can see a lot of our own reflections in the wording here. And again, it's for all our fans that are out there online, you need to go to Wikipedia, look up the law of Estonia. And it says, according to the Constitution of Estonia, the supreme power of the state is vested in the people. Check this out again, verbatim. According to the Constitution of Estonia, the supreme power of the state is vested in the people. The people exercise their supreme power of the state on the elections that's done in that country, and through the citizens who have the right to vote, the supreme council or jurisdictional powers is vested in the Supreme Court with 17 justices. The chief justice is appointed by parliament and for 9 years on the nomination by the president. The official head of the state is the president of Estonia, who gives an assent to the laws that are passed by that nation.
Hey, and you're speaking about a parliamentary government.
That's right. That's right.
Right, which you know, we know that Great Britain, even though that Great Britain is like it's a city and a state. Like the Vatican is a city and a state. Washington, D.C. is a city and a state. And those three city states are the only three in the world that are city and states. And they're called the Trilateral Commission. But when we talk about Great Britain, we're not actually talking about London or England or something, because each one of them they have different powers.
Right.
And, England, you would think that it has its own queen. But that queen, she only controls Great Britain, because Great Britain controls the currency. Washington, D.C. controls the military.
That's right.
And the Vatican controls world religion. And what I mean by world religion, you think that, when I talk about if you go to church, all churches are 501c3s, and because of the fact that it's a non-501c3 non-for-profit religious corporation, if you're a Baptist, Pentecostal, and so forth, they all connected to the WCO, which is the World Church Organization. The Pope and the World Church Organization is controlled from the Vatican. They cash out. Black churches every Sunday brings in $1 billion. And so we always cry about the separation of the body of Christ. The separation of the body of Christ is being practiced every Sunday because we can't come together economically, spiritually. Our motivations is different, even though that we as a people, all religions come from us. I'm talking about Christianity, Judaism, Islamism. They all come from our people. So it's not bashing the religions, but it's bashing the way we think, because of the fact that every religion is coded with our DNA.
That's right.
You So, yeah, what you're speaking about is heavy, because when you're speaking about parliamentary government, we're actually just talking about what is going on in London, England, you know, or England, you know, that has a parliament, you know, and a prime minister. And they have different ministries, you know, around the world, and different types of parliaments, and all of the parliaments are together. They all form something called, you know, they all come together in something called the United Nations. You know, when you see the United Nations, you think that this is something that has something to do with the people, you know, but if you have no nationality, then you're not a part of a nation, which very few people in the United States of America, only 1% of the United States of America has nationality, you know, which is sad to say. It's sad for me to say, if you are a national, you know, you would not be a consumer, you know.
Right.
And most of our people, we think in terms of consumption, you know. And I was looking at the Matrix earlier, and he had Morpheus. Morpheus was sitting in a chair, and Agent Smith. And it's so interesting, they named him Agent Smith because Agent Smith represents the Mormon Church, you know, because the founder of the Mormon Church was called Joseph Smith. And they actually had taken all of the genealogies of America, you know, and everybody's histories and everybody's genealogy, and stored it in the Mormon Church. And they protected it. You know, you can actually go and get your whole history, you know, and who your mother and your great-grandmother and your great-great-grandmother, get all that done through the Mormon Church for free, and it's called the Heritage Vault Library. But he was saying that he did not like humans because of the fact that what we do, we just, you know, go and eat up all of the vegetation and take everything from one spot, and after we consume it all, then we get up and go somewhere else. You know, at one time we used to be tillers of the soil, but right now we don't till nothing. We don't, you know, we need to be doing, if you live in the city and you a citizen, then we need to be doing urban gardening, and we can do that right within our apartment, within the house. You can grow your own foods, you know. We can do sprouts. You can actually sprout. You can take one mustard seed, any seed, a sprout, and it is edible. And these are certain things that we need to truly be talking about, because as things going through what I call the collapse, you know, going to a shift, you know, the old system has to collapse, and then there has to be a new system that is being implemented. And, you know, going through this collapse of the old system, you know, there's going to come a time where there won't be no restaurants and grocery stores and everything. And so if there's no restaurants and grocery stores, I guarantee you that 80% of us are not going to know what to do. Because of the fact that, you know, people are going to be, we're so dependent upon these things. You know, we turn into a beggar nation. We always, instead of planting our own foods, we have to eat foods that come from overseas. You know, I remember one time you can drive through the ATL and there was peach trees, apple trees, pear trees, it was all kind of trees. But ordinances, they cut all of those trees down, because you know, if you know, what would they need stores for if you can go out there and eat? You can go to Jamaica till this day and eat, you know, because they have all kind of trees and growing food, stuff like that, and you can eat. And you go into South America, different places around the world, but the same time, you can go to a lot of these places, like our third world countries, And
right.
And they grow the food because corporations come in, take over the food, and send them to the United States, send them to Europe, send them to, and the people that is in the town can't even eat.
That's
you know,
right.
So we have to start thinking differently. We must start. We need to start thinking as nationals. You know, there's a difference between a consumer and a national, because when a national get up, the first thing he thinks is thinking about is how can I feed my people.
That's right.
You know what kind of land can I get? Because a consumer, he's going to get a mortgage, and he's not going to he's not going to get any land.
That's right.
So we must think. You know what is it that we need? We need land and we need water.
That's
without
right.
land
mm-hmm.
and with water, there's no there's no way for us to survive. You know,
that's
if
right.
you got a mortgage, it's going to collapse. That means you got to get out of their stuff. You got to get out of their house because you don't own that house. A company
that's
owns
right.
it, and because of the fact, and it's called mortgage fraud. Everybody
right.
that has a mortgage is going through a fraud because those people, a bank can't own land. You
that's
know,
right.
it's illegal for a bank to own land. But at the same time, they own your house, you know, and they lease you the land that you live on. And then the state and the city comes through and tax you on that. You got a city and
that's
a
right.
state tax. Then you got ordinances. And an ordinance is something that has been ordained. You know, and our laws that we use, the law for the citizen, you know, has been ordained by way of a ministry. And those laws, you think that your politicians is creating these laws. These laws have been implemented to control you, and it goes high up because the United States of America is a non-for-profit 508 religious corporation.
There you go.
You know, just like the Vatican, you know.
Just like
but,
the Vatican. I am so glad you said that because this particular, the thing that struck me the most and these old implementations or old ordinance being placed before us is that in reading this law of Estonia, I see a lot of similarities that are actually being implemented right before our eyes, but yet they're called something different. Now, the thing that got me the most is at the very end of this statement, it talks about there being two spheres of a perception in government that actually is created. And one that everyone that's on this line and on the air should definitely pay attention to is the one that you have heard that, you know, we're moving. We have moved into this information age. And in this information age, there are some characteristics, you know, we call it the computer age, the digital age, the information age. It's an idea that the current age, which characterizes by the ability of individuals to transfer information freely, keyword freely. I want you to wrap your mind around to transfer information freely. And to have access to knowledge that would have been difficult or impossible to find previously. The idea is linked to a concept of a digital age or a digital revolution and carries the ramifications of a shift from traditional industry that is, which was, you know, formerly known as the Industrial Revolution and brought through the industrialization to an economy based on manipulation of information. And now I'm gonna go here because it's very essential that people understand this. And everyone that works with me closely, that talks to me on a day-to-day basis, they know, you know, I say this all the time. It's about controlling our access points. It's about getting in a controlling standpoint because the biggest divider has been the denying of information to our people. Now that we have access to it, I'm not saying we abuse it. We misuse this opportunity with this upcoming age to truly seek the things that are tangible. We seek things that aren't tangible, only to provide
right.
us more to this. Now I'm going to throw this out there. I just read to you that the economy, since they left the Industrial Revolution, has adopted a manipulation of information, and it, you know, which is i.e. an information society that is controlled by the information for which they are given. The internet, being one of the main components, is a tool, just like a pistol or a rifle. It's a tool, it's a weapon, you know, in terms of how it's used. And what I'll say, you know, I'm not saying I'll defend the NRA or any of these other organizations in that capacity, but I've heard, and it makes perfect sense. You know, some people say, well, guns kill people, so we need to get rid of all the guns. No, guns don't kill people. People kill people. It's the person behind it. You know, the gun was designed to do what it's designed to do. So it's the end user. It's the intentions of the end user. Now, the biggest thing that we should learn from all of this, and we're going to go spiritual for just a second, is that what was the greatest debate that we had when it came to religion? It was about the information. What should go into the cat and mouse book? What should be said? What shouldn't be said? What is politically correct? The greatest debate was about the information. How far have we come from this manipulation of information? Well, if you look back through his story, you realize we haven't come very, very, very far. We've come a long way, only to come back to the origin, you know, the beginning, the genesis of where all true information started. The truth is, and I'm going to say this may sound a little tripped out or weirded out, the truth is, the truth has always been the truth. It's just your ability to accept it, how it's given to you, how you adopt it, how you apply it. No matter what anyone else may do to it, it's still the truth. It's whether you choose to believe it, and even if you believe it, it's also, once you believe it, what are you going to do with it? Now,
that's right.
If they're stripping away and slowly eroding away and legally extorting our natural resources, our human rights, and our natural capacity to be who we are, what do you think the weapon they're going to use to do that? It's going to be the very same weapon they've been using since day one, is the information. You know, we applaud, and I'm going to go there, you know, we, you know, just like the head coach that got in trouble with the students and this, that, and the other, and, you know, you have people rallying on his front porch supporting this particular head coach because we love football so much, but the crime that he committed was heinous, but yet no one looked at that. They just thought it was a great smear on this institution because one of their own was, you know, was accused and this, that, and the other, not realizing the families and the victims of these, you know, the children who are the victims were, you know, were really the ones that we should have rallied on that, but we didn't. Why? Because it was sports oriented, you know, it was a prestigious university, and it's wrapped around something that makes money, and it's something that we want to continue to hold up and light of and in spite of. Information has gotten to a point where the longer we go on this level of dependency, they can simply change your perception or your frequency to that information. They can deliver the information in such a way that under normal, and I say normal circumstances, under normal circumstances, you would no way, I almost said it, you would, under normal circumstances, would not accept what's being said. But because it's being delivered in such a way, we devour it. We conceive it as being true, only because Fox News said it, because CNN said it, because your favorite night broadcaster said it, or whatever the case may be, not realizing that the origin of where that information came. And in this information age, which was formed by capitalizing on the computer micro communications advantages, with the transformation of that expanding from the advent of the personal computer into, which started in the late 70s, the internet is reaching a critical mass. It was reaching critical mass in the early 90s, and the adoption of such technology by the public in two decades after 1990 is bringing about a fast evolution of technology in our daily lives, which we see this now. Just lose your cell phone if you don't think I'm playing. Lose your cell phone and have to call your neighbor. You've been calling them every day. You lose that cell phone, you can't remember your numbers. We're dependent upon these technologies. You know, it has allowed a rapid global communications network to take shape and modernize our society, but yet create a great, great, great dependency. And we are becoming duller, less sensitive to human rights. We're becoming duller and less sensitive to natural rights. We're becoming duller and less sensitive to the things that truly matter. We're becoming more unhumanized because we're being taught to fear things that aren't there, and we're taught to take allegiance to things that mean us no good. It's about control. But the best way to keep a slave is to make him think he doesn't want to be free, or make him give up the right or the will to be free. You know, the house nigga versus the field nigga. The house nigga said, "Boss, we got a good house." The field nigga's like, "Well, it ain't that good because I'm out here in the field picking this damn cotton every day." But see, the house nigga's in the fan. You know, he's fanning the master, but he's in the house. The field nigga's out in the field, sleeping in the huts. What I'm trying to show you is division and misinformation has always been a weapon to keep us separated and to keep us segregated and to keep our minds going in opposite directions, when our greatest power is uniting and looking at the world, the real world, and look at this matrix for really what it is. We should learn how to use these tools to our advantage. But until we come to the realization that there's a real silent war being fought with quiet weapons, we will always be made a slave to the system. And this system, ladies and gentlemen, has accelerated in its presence. It's become very, very, very aggressive. Right now, they are looking for ways to take individuals like myself off the air. They are looking for ways for you to not stand, you know, from the brothers that I'm hanging with right now, standing on your square. They're deterring folks from standing on the square. They got folks that know that they got to do something, but they're afraid to speak out. But the battle is not lost. It's just that it's intensifying. Because, just like you said, out with the old, in with the new. And we have to come to that grip. And we have to come to that grip of reality very quickly. We cannot continue to just let this thing totally consume us to a point where we no longer have a say-so over what's going on. Now, in the midst of all this, what I'm explaining about the information age and what is taking place, there's remedies. There are solutions. And these remedies and solutions are in windows of opportunity. These are windows of opportunities for you to unify and build and create and stand firm on what you know is right and gravitate towards that and work towards that. But it's going to be a joint effort. You know, one person can't do it. It has to be a group effort. It has to be a common thought. It has to be a common goal. It kind of reminds me, and this is why I'm really trying to see if I can get my other guests on to really bring this this level of conversation on this level. But I'm going to go ahead and go there, you know, for time's sake and everything else. Me and this gentleman used to get into a lot of deep discussions about what has happened from a society, what has happened from a standpoint of religion, what has happened. And we would always gravitate towards this particular name. It's mentioned in various regions of the Holy Bible. And his name became something that was brought to our attention because when you ask most of your pastors, preachers, ministers, who was this person? Why is this person important? or again, why? Or when you read who this person is, you realize how important this individual is, or this name. But yet, many people really don't have a clear-cut definition of exactly who this individual is. Who we're talking about? We're talking about Chesedek. We're talking about the order of Chesedek. One story that stuck out to me was that when I read about Chesedek, his origin and what he represents and what his name means from different standpoints, it began to make me wonder why we don't have more information about this particular individual. You know, a name that represents the king of Solomon, a name that means righteousness, peace, all these different things. And with that being said, we have elected to basically stand in this level of awareness, only not to truly understand and know exactly what has been done or what is being done. So with that being said, I'm going to open up the floor for a level of clarity about Chesedek. I'm opening up a level of dialogue about why he is very important even today, in order for us to draw some lines of clarity to a point where we can actually stand on this and utilize it. Brother Yazoo, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you. I can hear you.
I wanted to say first that when you said Chesedek, you were saying,
yes,
actually, when you say Melchizedek, this is what they don't want you to know. I've been to the, I know that I have keys to the Bible, and it's got a code all the way through. But when you say Melchizedek, you're saying it's two words, really. It's Malik, and Malik means, like you said, it means kingdom, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, then you have Malik, which is Malik Chez, you know, and then you got Zadok. And Zadok means it represents the zodiac. So it's the kingdom of the zodiac. And if you go to Hebrews 5, chapter 5, you'll see that Jesus, and that alludes to Melchizedek as being his father. He has no beginning of days and no ending of days. You also read about the secret behind Melchizedek in Hebrews 5 and Hebrews 7. You know, because even Abraham gave tithes, you know, to this brother, you know what I'm saying? And who was Abraham? He was the father of all of the nations.
That's right.
You know, he was Father Abraham. You know, so also when you say Malik Chesedek, or the kingdom of the zodiac, you know, and Jesus, and it alludes to him because Jesus cried tears and supplications of one set, you know, saying who had saved him from death, you know. And so, you know, this man cannot die, you know. Also, he represented the zodiac, and Jesus was the son of the zodiac. You know, so that was the secret. That's the mystery behind the Bible, is that it's all astrology, you know. And then once you get the astrological keys, you'll be able to navigate, you know, through any house, you know, universally, because you'll recognize that every house has its position on the zodiac. Every religion has its position on the zodiac. You know, this is why... You know, in Islam, you know, anybody that gets into the zodiac, that's haram, you know, because you don't do no talk about no zodiac with anybody, because that's not for a slave, that think about the zodiac, because the zodiac represents the head, you know. And I'm talking to your audience because they, you know, they represent the people's righteousness, you know. And what I mean by righteousness, I'm not talking about R-I-G-H-T. I'm talking about R-I-T-E, rights to passage. You know, we have rights to pass through this world, you know. And with the right to pass, there are certain lessons, there are certain degrees that you need in order to be able to pass through the doors. You know, it's like with these lessons that you're dropping over the line are keys of illumination. And, you know, and everybody, it's everybody's inheritance to receive these keys to take you to your throne so that you can reign over your body, your mind, and your spirit, you know, from who you are ruler over. You know, when I say ruler, I'm talking about 12 inches. You know, I'm talking about 12 inches. And when you say 12 inches, you're talking about 12 disciples, 12 constellations. It's all synonymous, you know, to every one of our efforts, you know, into uplifting the fallen angels. And when you say Melchizedek, you're also saying Michael. You know, Michael represents also the archangel that rules on the fourth plane, that rules on the heart, you know. And then when you go to a court system, the judge, the seat is on the fourth plane. But if you don't know that you are your own judge, you know, and then the judge that represents the fiction has no power. But there are degrees that you have to. That's why, you know, everybody should understand, you know, masonry and what that means, because this is the stuff that is hidden. You know, and I always say to people is that, you know, how can a dark-skinned person living in America in these days and time know their own roots? You know, by believing the oral story of her or his roots from her or his family, elders, and grandparents. You know, and we as being black Americans, we must stop creating confusion around their ancestry. And it is not important to know every grandparent in your family. You know, it is important to know, however, which race group your people belong to. And if the only word or ancestry you can trace is Indian, then you are an Aboriginal American. And we are the indigenous people of this world. And when we trace ourselves, we'll find out that, you know, our grandparents or even our great-grandparents was Choctaw, Lenape, Shinnecock, Sioux, and everything. So we have rights to pass through this continent that we call America. You know, ironically, it's called America because am means nation. You know what I'm saying? I'm more. You know, Rika, and which is a nation of more of riches. That's what this name means. Because when you say Rika, that means rich. Mer means more, and means nation. You know, a nation of more of riches, and that's what we are. Amoraco, you know, saying Amoros, Amerindian. You know, so we have rights to pass by way of birthright, DNA, and everything, and the evidence is just that. And it's not that, you know, we're seeking power to divide or separate us, so we're seeking power, the powers to come together collectively as a group of people, because to unify, you know, because through unity comes strength. But right now we're just property, and they got the canisters flaming right now just for us to be so illusioned into television that they can just hypnotize us and lead us right into the eternal hellfire.
That's right.
You know, and we're just following it. And we don't even realize, you know, are not even in a realization that, you know, we are being led into the kennel.
you know, and we need to start to wake up. We need to see that, you know, yes, we got family members that need help. Help them, you know. If that family member is on crack and they're reaching out to you and asking for money or whatever, show them another way. Because they come to you. They come into you. We reject them, and so then they go to other places, you know. But they need you because of the fact that you have the answer within your DNA. We have to have courage. We have to have a brain. We have to have the right shoes in order to get us to where we need to go, you know. And we're walking in greatness, but we don't see it. You know, we are a nation without a head, you know, which is astrology, you know. And when I say astrology, that doesn't mean to go around soothsaying and all that. We just need to be able to know that we are stars. You know, we are the people. We are the unsung heroes. You know, we have to be on venues where artists can actually be heard, you know, and the art is to actually speak and to teach the masses on who we are and where it is that we should go. You know, because we are the beacon lights to be able to guide. And you're not going to find that in the commercial industry, because the commercial industry represents the 1%ers that they give deals to. You don't need a deal. You don't need no deal. The deal is you.
Okay.
You got the hand. You know, you must deal your own hand. You know, that if people hate indie artists. And see, on your venue, you have indie artists, you know, that come out there and promote their own recording and their videos and their vision. And these people have a right to say whatever they want to say, you know.
Right.
So if you have a right to say whatever you want to say, best thing to speak is the truth. Because the truth is that real fire, you know, that especially what everybody want to hear. Sisters want to hear something very truthful. You know, they tired of hearing you lying to them, you know, telling them that you got it and you sidestepping and not taking care of your kids. You get a little bit of money, you don't put nothing back. You'd rather be more concerned with getting weed or getting some new wheels or getting a pistol or something like that, that you don't even want to take care of your own. So this is why you have to rise up to the occasion, you know. And I'm speaking to the whole hip-hop world, because this is a movement right here. We need to be spitting that truth to one another, you know what I'm saying? And we want to get into flipping some birds, and we don't realize that we need to be thinking about nationalizing with our families and teaching them how to be nationals. You know, and there's a whole way of thinking. And if you think like the Chinaman, he doesn't, you know, he's thinking as a national. When he gets up in the morning, you know, what he does, he goes to work, you know, and it'd be the crappiest job in the world, but he'll go and do it. And he'll take that money and invest that money. So that his children and his children's children can have an inheritance. And we have to have something so that we can live to our children's children. We must stop being slaves. We cannot allow this machine to have the power over us. You know, you look at the name of the last Terminator. The rise of the machines. You know, this is artificial intelligence. And they're getting us on intellectual property. We think Facebook is intellectual property. That's just a playoff of everything. In Atlanta, we have something called MARTA. Metropolitan, you know, authority, you know, Rapid Transit Authority. Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. And what they do, they have a thing where you can actually tap to go in the station, tap to get out of the station, tap onto the bus, and that'll take you home. But we tapping, we thinking this is the latest thing, and it's so easy to do this, and it's better. But we don't understand why that system was implemented. It was implemented so they can track niggas through Atlanta. You know, we got to wake up. And it's called a FISA tracking system. It's identical to the one that they have in London, England.
That's right.
With the parliament. You know, so there are parliamentary powers that are there, and the only thing that they do is just shift. They shift goods from one side to the other side, but they both represent that eagle on the back of our commerce, you know, as two wings, you know. And so one side of the wing is the right wing is the republic. The left wing is the demonocracy, you know. And in both the Republic Party, we think that it represents us as a people, but it doesn't. The Republic Party represents that, so it represents concessions that is held on the private. And it does not represent us in the public, you know, because the people that is in the public is really property. You know, they are human beings, and they're three-fourths. And we are 14th Amendment citizens, and and 14th Amendment citizens are three-fourths of human beings. We are not real people, you know. And so we got to start thinking and looking and reading between the lines and start to understand and getting a feel of things. We need to get back in tune with nature, you know, Mother Nature first, because once you get in tune with Mother Nature and learn how to treat her, learn how to talk to her and communicate with her. And I'm not just talking about the grass and the trees and all that kind of stuff, because that is a part of it, a central part of it. We need to learn how to respect that. But first we must learn how to respect the women, because the women is where our attraction is. And she's forced to go into labor. I'm not only in the hospital, but out there in the world. And in the world, that's where a man's supposed to endure the world while she endures childbirth, you know, and raising those children, because that's a full-time job. But if she's not there and that man's not there, then basically what happens is that child, you know, becomes a motherless child. And if that child's a motherless child, then you don't know what you have on your hands. You know, that person is going to have something called an arrested development psychosomatic state, you know, and you can try to talk to them. They're not going to feel what you're saying. They don't have, because you get that from your mother, sound right decisions. You know, you get that from, you know, tell you, man, I'll go out there and hit that dude. Man, you're going to get in trouble with it. Go in your room, you know. She's going to do that. When dad comes home, he's going to be the enforcer of it, you know. But the mother, she's first point of contact. And she's in labor every day, 8 hours, two jobs, 16 hours, you know. And she's trying to get it, you know. So now when she's trying to get it, you allowing that woman to be raped. So we gotta make sure that she is most comfortable, because she's constantly healing. And after she has one child, it takes 2 years for her body to come back together. So we have to be able to respect her and love her and make sure that we can have everything that she needs in order for her to meet her position as being a goddess. You know, and the same as the brothers, our fellowship is very important, you know. And it's so important that when we come out into the streets, we should be able to, and I'm not talking about anywhere else in the world but here in the States, because in the States we got it real bad. You in a very powerful place, in the position that you're in right here, can cause the machine to shut down,
tomorrow, just by you being here in the States, you have a technical gene that you will be able to spiral off into infinity just by taking over the West. And they know this. This is why slavery is so important here. Because if you were to wake up here, then everything will light up. This whole world will change. We will be in heaven automatically. You know, and it's all how we unify over here. You know, so there's all kind of securities that's in place to try to stop you. But if you have no fear, then there's nothing that can stop you when you have God in you, above you, and beneath you. There's nothing that can stop you. You know, we need some believers. We need some people filled with faith. We need some people who are fruitive to be able to take up their cross and fly the endless skies, you know, which you have the abilities to do. Yeah, but
Lucifer, I
talk about
the morning. I'm going to chant you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one, the Master
Blaster.
Jamming. So I am West Manifest. This is where they do that at radio. Honors to you, Minister Yazoo. I just want to, I've been listening, and I would like to, first of all, give a universal greeting to my Ouachita Nation and to all of our family members out in the listening audience, those who make up what they do that at radio. I wanted to expound on the order of Melchizedek. And what this, you know, from another standpoint, it's all in the same vein, but giving another perspective to enhance what is already being said. The order of Melchizedek is a universal priesthood. It's a universal priesthood, and peace and truth is the foundation of this order. That being said, when it's speaking of in terms of this order has no beginning of days nor ending of days, lets you know that this is an eternal, fraternal, or spiritual sister slash brotherhood. So what this means is, on one end, we're dealing with this universal truth, Mayat, which is the foundation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. That Word is truth. That energy is spirit, and that spirit is the spirit of truth. That being said, you're absolutely correct. As above, so below. So in accordance to jurisprudence, or the law and order of Mother Zodiacus, what we call Mother Zodiacus, which is Minister Yazoo eloquently spoke and said that this is dealing with the Zodiac. And they do not want you dealing with the Zodiac, although it has been documented and stated that former President Ronald Reagan dealt with soothsayers. He dealt with those who could give readings to after being shot. Also, the three wise men were said to be astrologers. In parentheses, it says that these men are astrologers on the earth. Meaning that they are looking up to the heavens, or what we now call outer space, which is only 300 miles north. 300 miles. We're in an aquarium filled with oxygen or water in a gaseous state. That being said, they never want you to utilize jurisprudence and understand the power of Philadelphia, Chicago, and D.C., and how these cities are linked to this jurisprudence that we're speaking of, speaking in terms of controlling the energies that are being utilized on the planet. So what this means is that we have to know who we are in the end of Genesis, where the prophet Ishak or Isaac is handing out all of the blessings to his children, or the 12 disciples or the 12 tribes of Israel. You see that term ill, L-E-L-L, all the time throughout the Old Testament, which is one of the attributes of our nation, Moors. What this is saying is that these benefits or blessings are speaking to the characteristics that you're going to have because you're born in one of these houses, one of these 12 tribes you're born in. And when you're born, even in conception, in the holy matrix of our mother's womb, we're being shaped and fashioned with our spiritual and intellectual gifts. So these are the gifts that Isaac is speaking of. So whenever we look at this Bible or basic instructions before leaving Earth, or we look at the glorious, noble, holy Quran, or we look at El's Torah, we have to know that this is a book that is speaking about the spiritual development of man. Therefore, when it says that this is a priesthood that has no beginning of days nor ending of days, this means that this priesthood is still intact. And it's under attack. It's intact and under attack. But it still exists. So we are priests or fishermen of men. But we have been taught to act like beasts in the streets, which is taking us away from our true nature, which is divinity, which is divine. So this Melchizedek being the king and priest of Salem or Jerusalem, which is called Jerusalem, but the J was silent. It's Jerusalem is the proper term. This priesthood is the foundation of where we need to get rooted again. And what I'm loving the music, because the music is a part of this realignment back to our divine nature, back to our divine selves. I'm listening to the music, I'm listening to the poetry, and I got to say, you know, where they do that at, radio, all the artists, the spoken word artists, and everybody who is doing what they're doing behind the scenes on the boards. And the music is beautiful, and I want to give a special shout out to Legion the Legend, because I'm listening to the music and the messages that's in the music, man, and it's beautiful. And this is why you don't hear Rakim anymore. You know, this is why you don't hear the God body representing in the way that it was in the foundation of hip hop. So we have to recognize that this book or these books are talking about a universal law that affects us here on the planet. The moon affects the menstrual cycles and the bloating or the water within our women during their cycles. And their cycles are in tune with that of the moon. It's like the rising and lowering of the tides in the oceans and rivers. So we have to remind ourselves that we are the small bit, the minnow in the river, and the large guppy is this entire thing that we are connected to that we help to make up, which is the heavens and the earth. Both affecting one another on a mental and spiritual plane or spiritual level, which is very key to us recognizing who we are. The three wise men are nothing other than the three stars in the Big Dipper that points to the North Star. But that, see, that's on the higher level. That's the above. As above, these are the three wise men that if you look up in the sky tonight, you'll see those in Orion's belt. That is the belt of Orion. And those stars point to the North Star. That same star, as you were speaking of, Sister Harriet Tubman, and how she navigated through corridors under the earth, under Tyre. And that's very key because these are the ways that we need to be navigating. These are blueprints. These are maps. In the movie Amistad, the three wise men guided the mariners, those who had overtaken the ship. And here they are on their way back to Africa by utilizing the power of the North Star and the three wise men pointing at that star, which is Sirius, which is spoken of in the Holy Quran by name in the surah called the Star, Najma. And it's ironic because every 49.9 years, this star emanates energy. It also secretly powers our sun, Sirius. So we're talking about jurisprudence, and we're talking about the eternal principles of the priesthood of Malik-Zadok or Melchizedek. That's very important for us to realize that we are connected to the universe with the seven major universes that are levels or churches or chakras that are within this temple called the human body. Scientifically, we got about 3 minutes left in this broadcast tonight. Minister Yazoo, do you have any closing remarks?
I would just like to say that thank you for that, brother. You know, and that was very important. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That was very, what you said, very important, you know, and how you broke it down. And so I thank you for that because there's a lot of people out there that are listening to something like this for the very first time. And, yes, and when both of us together are speaking this in unison, then there's going to be a third person that's going to wake up and say, yes, I need to go and research this and find out what have they been hiding from us. You know, and so you've just been dropping the keys, brother. You know, Master Blaster. Yeah, man. Love you, brother.
Yes, definitely.
Love you too, man.
Yo, that's what's up. Real talk. This is where they do that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are doing their thing, spitting the flame, the whole nine yards. Man, it's been trill. It's been real. But we definitely got to get ready to switch gears right quick. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. We're going to have some more special guests that's on the air. Get ready to switch gears right quick so we can definitely, you know, do what we got to do. Again, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We'll definitely take you on a ride on the wild side. We're going to say, you know, with all the things that have been said and been done, we're going to continue to do what we have to do to definitely make sure that we definitely drive home the point of urban awareness because this is what it's about. It's about unity. And we're going to say thank you, good night, and may God bless. Thanks.